This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for joining a national debate. We're entertaining questions about Syria. Why does Syria matter? How could a U.S. military strike change things in Syria, in the Middle East? Those questions came up at hearings yesterday in the Senate. They're continuing to come up on Capitol Hill. This hour, we'll look at some of those questions from lawmakers, from constituents, and from people in the region. What questions do you want asked by your lawmaker, asked of your president, about a possible U.S. strike at Syria? We'd love your questions. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Contact us at facebook.com/thetakeaway or go to thetakeaway.org. People around the world have questions for the Obama administration about what happens next. Joining us now is Ambassador Itamar Rabinovich, was the Israeli ambassador to the United States from 1993 to 1996, chief negotiator with Syria back in the 90s. He joins us from Tel Aviv. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you.
What question do you have of the Obama administration about this possible Syrian strike and your colleagues in Israel?
My question is, how are you taking advantage of this hiatus, not just to garner support in Congress for the vote, but to put together a better concept of what it is that you want to accomplish by the strike, and how do you fit it into a larger strategy?
Do you have suspicion that the U.S. was inclined to act without thinking strategically about all of the options and the outcomes possible in Syria?
I think that at the time that the president made the decision to delay and to go to Congress, he was about to make a limited strike, sort of going through the motions strike, and I think that he may have figured out that this would be a mistake, that just firing 20, 30 or Tomahawk missiles in probably abandoned buildings or installations, and then having Bashar al-Assad come out of the building smiling and moving on would have been a mistake.
You know, that question, precisely that question, was asked by Republican Senator James Risch of Idaho, of Secretary of State John Kerry. He also asked some questions about the general stability in the region. Kerry had his answer for Senator Risch, but I'd like to put the question directly to you. Listen to Senator James Risch of Idaho here.
What happens if this thing gets away from us? I mean, what happens? You've been on the border between Israel and Lebanon, as I have. And since the last war, I mean, the Hezbollah has really beefed that up. What happens if they get into it with Israel? What's our response to that going to be?
That question there, of course, to Secretary of State John Kerry. But what do you think the likelihood is of things getting out of hand, as Senator Risch put it there, Ambassador Rabinovich?
Not specifically by Hezbollah along the Israeli-Lebanese border, because this would mean another major war between Israel and Hezbollah, terrible destruction in both countries, involving Iran. Iran itself is not interested in such a general war because it is afraid that it would lead to an attack on its own nuclear installations. So there can be complications and things can get out of hand, but not specifically in this context. You know, Syria has other borders with Turkey and with Jordan. It's very closely involved with what goes on in Lebanon and, of course, Iraq. And things could get out of hand in several directions. But let's put it this way. If the United States doesn't act, things will certainly get out of hand.
We're talking with Ambassador Itamar Rabinovich, the Israeli ambassador to the United States from 1993 to 1996. I want your reaction to this comment from Secretary of State John Kerry, which I'm sure you heard yesterday, about a contact he had with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Listen.
Well, I talked with Prime Minister Netanyahu just yesterday, and he made it pretty clear to me that Israel feels very confident about Israel's ability to be able to deal, as they have previously, with a miscalculation by Assad, and the rest of the community, the Turks, the Jordanians, the Emiratis, the Saudis, the Qataris, the United States, France, others, all have a capacity.
Ambassador Rabinowitz, your reaction, and do you go along with the Kerry's suggestion that there's some sort of coalition to respond to a miscalculation by Assad that would include the Qataris, the Saudis, and the Israelis?
Yeah, I fully endorse the statement in its two parts. One is Israel is confident, and Israel really is not marginal, but it's not the central issue. It's a side issue in what is a major regional and international issue. Now, there is no formal military coalition, but there is a large group of countries in the region and international actors who have the same view, and the view is that there has to be an end to this war, and that the end includes a change of regime.
All right, Ambassador, does that explain why there's such a quiet response by the Israelis that you've even referred to in some press reports to this contemplated U.S. action?
No, Israel, you know, Israel is definitely well-equipped, quite a strong military force. The Syrian army is in very bad repair after 2.5 years of civil war. The Syrians know that, or Assad knows that a major attack on Israel would lead to the destruction of his army and therefore to the fall of the regime. But with one caveat, you know, if he were such a rational actor, he would not have used chemical weapons when the UN inspectors were around.
Ambassador Itamar Rabinowitz, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Ambassador Itamar Rabinowitz was Israeli ambassador to the United States from 1993 to 1996. He spoke to us from Tel Aviv.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.